Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How you doing today?
Just perfect.
It was a beautiful day here in the hills, 72 degrees, yes. Just perfect weather. I love it.
It is here, too. I went out, I had to run an errand earlier today, and I was quite surprised that it wasn't as warm as I thought it would be. We're only in the 75 right now.
Well, I think I'm going to apply for this year-round. How's that? Would you mind?
You're going to what?
Apply for it year-round.
I think so. That would be a good thing to do. And spread that to the east also. Spread that to the eastern shore. And I'd be very happy.
Then we start planting palm trees and, whiz,
anyway, we go.
I'm not in charge of that, unfortunately, but anyway, it is what it is. But it's a beautiful day. I'm glad to be alive today. It's a gift from God to be alive today. I don't want to waste it.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So, well, you know, gold today, I don't know what it's doing. 1820 down $3. Silver was down 35 at 20.90, and these were all off the high for the day. So they reversed it in the last hour or so of trading. Platinum was up $2 at 919. Palladium was also up $4 at 1954. USDX today was stronger, 0.54, so there's your reason for gold, 104.50. Crude oil was up $2 at 111. Paper markets did a big reversal. It kind of lost steam. It was up pretty significant in morning trade, but it too fell 491 points. 30,946. The S&P lost 2%, 3,821. And the NASDAQ lost 3%, 11,181. So there are the, let's see what, oh. Hey, it was green across the board for Europe. This is the, they must have really liked that G7 meeting and all the promises they made to each other. And, now they're spending the United States' money that from the taxpayers that they're all going to get most likely. So everybody was happy in Europe today. Asia was happy too. So it was green across the board. 10-year yield, 3.188% down a little bit. And oil, natural gas was up again, not quite, you know, just barely $6.509 for natural gas. And Brent's 117, so that was up a little bit more than the other, than the natural and the WTI. So that was up 2.5%. So, you know, and it's just funny. There's always the debate. Oh, the recession is here. Oh, the recession isn't here. Oh, the recession's not going to be that bad if it comes. Oh, this. Oh, that. And it's just like, oh, my goodness gracious. You know, let's just ask the American people of what they think is going to be happening to them here in the short term. And I guess the oil is higher because China is relaxing their quarantine rules. So I guess this is all dependent on the China and what they can export to us and what we're going to buy and so forth. Home prices increased. That slowed in April for the first time in months. They came out by the S&P Case-Shiller. That's what they say. And let's see if there's anything else. M&A drivers tap the brakes, so they're slowing down a little bit. ECB to drain cash and offset to new yield capping scheme. So, yeah, they're trying to cap their yields so it doesn't have that big of a impact on everybody. And everybody is trying to, I guess they walked away from the G7 vowing that they're going to do everything in their power to hurt Russia.
That's and I'm sure Russians are just trembling in their boots now. I guarantee you, they're just scared to death.
Well, I don't know what they're doing, but they've got the threats. We'll have to see what happens. I don't think there was any real G7 meeting concluded. They're also talking about China ganging up, see what they can do to put them back into their place. And, well, I don't know. It's just a weird, it's going to be a weird news week based on being the July 4th weekend coming up. It's going to be a lot of slow trading, little trading, low volume in the markets this week heading into that weekend. So it's always usually quiet. We'll just have to see. There's a whole bunch of major headlines coming out about the, you know, the January 6th deal. Who knows? It's just crazy what's going on, Butch.
It is. And I say maybe in the way of some good news, I don't know if you're going to do this or not, but you've heard the Sheetz service stations,
yeah,
gas stations.
Yeah. Yeah.
They said in our local area, they said they're going to drop the price of gas to $3.99 for the weekend, 4th of July weekend. We will see. We'll see if they do it or not. But my question is, dropping it.
Who pays for it?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I mean, are they going to hold? I don't think so. I doubt it. But I just wonder. So, but $4 is better than $4.80 or whatever it is right now. But that 80 cents, somebody's got to make up the difference. I don't think they would do that for a whole weekend with hundreds of thousands of cars nationwide. And maybe
yeah,
they do it,
Butch,
locally. I don't know.
Butch, they don't make that much money on gas. They make
their money.
They make all their money on the Cokes, on the food,
sure,
on the cigarettes, on everything that they sell within that store. So to me, it's a nice little loss leader. You know, getting
good,
the people to come in and pay all of those. You know, that's where they make the money. That's where everything is marked up. That's where they probably need to cut the pricing on.
Well, back when years ago when I was just getting out of high school, it's been a long time ago, back in the 60s, the guy that owned the station told me he made a nickel a gallon, which was enough to pay the upkeep on the building or the like the power bill or something back then. So he didn't make much money on gas. But you're right. That's a good way to get them in. If you give them $4 a gallon instead of $4.80, they'll come buy it. You know,
they'll easily make up that 80 cents a gallon.
You think they could do that for more than a weekend then, couldn't you?
You'd think.
Yeah,
you'd
think so, really.
You'd think. So, well, even if they make a nickel in the gasoline, it's still a nickel. And when you compare it to the amount that they sell, it's still a lot.
I'm sure it is.
But, yeah, most of their money is made from this what they sell within those four walls at those gas stations, especially Sheetz. Have you ever been to a Sheetz?
Oh, yeah, we have Sheetz local. I don't go in there much.
Ooh-wee.
The price of gas, everything else. But,
busy.
It is busy. It is busy. And they got a pretty
nice
little
store. No one goes in there just for gas.
They got a pretty nice little store in there. But we'll see what happens on that. There's so many things that are so uneven now. It's been different directions. It's hard to predict anything right now that you can be accurate on. I mean, that's all there is to it. But I did want to share something in the way of a prayer request to you listeners. I'll do the same thing on my program tonight, too. Are you familiar with Dr. Carrie Madej? Do you know who that is?
I know the name.
She has been a whistleblower for a couple of years now about COVID, and she's absolutely marvelous explaining what's going on behind the scenes with this. Well, she was in a plane crash a couple of days ago. Her and her boyfriend were flying out in Georgia and crashed into a field. And the question is, was it an accident? I don't know. People are asking, is it an accident? I have no idea. But she certainly put a hurting on the pharmaceutical companies and the manufacturers of the vaccines. But according to this, said after testifying in court for a fellow medical freedom fighter, Dr. Paul Grossman, she took off in a private plane with her partner, Billy. Shortly after takeoff, the engine malfunctioned and they crashed, landed in a nearby field. Dr. Madej has several fractures. I understand, according to Dr. Tim Penny, a fractured tibia and fibula, and also several broken vertebrae, which is not good. Said for which she received surgery today. And Billy has skull and back fractures. Praise God, they're both alive, but I'm asking all of you for prayers. So those who know Dr. Carrie Madej, very sweet, very pretty young lady. When you look at her, you guess she's in her 20s, which I won't tell her age. I don't think she'd mind, but I'm not going to do that. Let's just say she's well above 20s, but she looks like she's in her 20s, a very sweet natured young lady. But I did want to mention her for prayer for those out there that know her. She's in the hospital right now somewhere in Georgia. I don't know where yet. We want to find out. If they want us to, I will share the address. Everybody can send her a card and get well wishes. So, I mean, I don't know what the extent melody of it is, but when you fracture vertebrae, not to mention, you know, the tibia and fibula and other maybe other bones in your body, you're gonna be down for a little while, if you know what I mean, and be in a lot of pain for quite a while too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, let's keep Dr. Carey in the prayers. Such a sweet lady. And we're seeing more, I guess, reaction from the Roe v. Wade situation. It said abortions can resume in Utah for now after judge blocks enforcement of trigger law.
Texas, too.
Okay. The law which bans abortion in the Beehive State, except for a few limited circumstances, went into effect Friday after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Doctors can continue to provide abortions in Beehive State for the next 2 weeks, a state judge declared Monday. Third District Judge Andrew Stone granted a request from Planned Parenthood Association of Utah to ensure a temporary restraining order for blocking enforcement of Utah's trigger law. The order goes into effect immediately and will last 14 days, Stone said in a virtual court hearing Monday afternoon. There's irreparable harm, Stone said, that can be done without the order in place. Like what? Saving a baby? Anyway, after announcing the decision, the judge said, I think the immediate effects that will occur outweigh any policy interest of the state in stopping abortion immediately. Doctors here are threatened with felonies. The affected women are deprived of safe local medical treatments to terminate pregnancies. Now, Melody, I got to say this. If someone is harmed in the commission of a felony, a murder, whose fault is that? Somebody breaks into your home and plans on killing you or raping you or whatever, and you stop him. Is that your fault or their fault? So a mother decides to kill the baby, and it's a baby. Science proves it's a baby from the time of conception. It's an individual. It's not a blob of tissue. So if they get hurt in the process of murdering a child, that's on them. And California is going a step further. California constitutional amendment is securing abortion. Contraceptive rights goes to voters. California voters will decide in November whether the state constitution should explicitly protect a person's right to murder. That's what the word abortion means, folks, murder. And Governor Gavin Newsom announced new efforts to solidify California's status as a reproductive safe haven for women. On Monday, the Democrat-controlled legislature gave final approval to the abortion measure, which puts a tissue before the state's voters in the latest countermeasure aimed at the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Just hours later, Newsom issued an executive order and said California will not share medical records with anti-abortion states or extradite doctors who provide care to patients seeking their procedure here. California will not back down from the fight to protect abortion rights. And folks, change the word abortion to murder rights, as more than half the states in the country, and even by the Supreme Court, ban or severely restrict access, Newsom said Monday. We are ensuring California will have the opportunity this November to enshrine the right to choose in our state constitution. So take that as you will. That's coming up in November.
Well, you know what, Butch? I mean, they have sanctuary cities for illegal aliens.
They do.
There's even discussions, talk coming from Pelosi and AOC about taking and putting clinics on federal land, abortion clinics on federal land. It's like no one pays any attention to the laws of the land. And it is almost like saying, okay, we got to reverse. Now what? Nobody follows what's supposed to happen. They all make up their own little laws. They get things passed. It's just truly, but these politicians, they're just shameless. They're just disgusting.
They are.
And the people just follow right along with it. They're little groupies. They're just groupies that follow blindlessly of these politicians. And it truly is amazing.
We've been trained for how many years, Melody? Even our generation was trained to just obey. Not as badly as Generation X and whatever the rest of them are. But we were trained also in the public school system. We were fortunate enough not to be so well indoctrinated that we couldn't get out of it. But the younger generation, can comprehend actually thinking on their own. And I know that's people hard to believe that, but they spend their time on their cell phones or in front of video games. They don't think.
Thinking it's just not even the young people anymore, Butch. It's people of all ages.
Oh, it is. It is.
Just all ages. And it's just like, okay, so the next person, if they can go out and kill somebody and it's against the law, well, wouldn't they have the ability to fight the courts and saying, well, gee, let's change the law and make murder legal?
Well, they did. They did with abortion, obviously.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they did.
So what did I do wrong?
That's the whole point. But again, when you train a generation not to think, only obey, what do you have? Exactly what they wanted. Mind-controlled minions to do their menial chores for them, and they'll feed them like they would good cattle or livestock until they're useless and they're no longer able to produce, and they'll let them die. That's been discussed already, folks. It really has. With older folks, just let them die. They're useless. All they're doing is consuming resources.
And look what's happening to these cities. I mean, I'm talking about these illegal aliens, but look what's happening to these cities. I mean, and look what happened in, was it San Antonio? That just happened. There was a semi-truck.
Yes.
A semi-truck of what? 50?
Yep.
Illegals. Aliens found dead?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the outrage from the Democrats? These babies are in there. Oh, well, now they want to build. Now, at the same time this is happening, they released the information about, oh, we're going to have separate housing for all the young people that are coming in from it. Can you imagine opening up that semi-truck and finding 50 bodies in there? I just couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
Couldn't even imagine how horrible. And if you don't have any compassion, even though they're illegal aliens, my question is, where are the Democrats on this? Where is the president on this?
Well, they can't vote now. They're not worried about him. Let's let them go. They're no longer your good tone for any reason. So no big loss. It's really our nation's moral precepts have changed to the point that really, basically, we have no morality left. It's just whatever feels good, do it. Whatever is convenient, do it. And whatever profits me, do it. Other than that, forget it.
They're still out there beating the stick on Trump. It's like, sure. Let it go. We'll be right back.
Yeah, 2 years later, still, yeah, they are. They are. They will let it go.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and sign up for our newsletter and the blog that's produced by Dave Allen. 1-800-375-4188. I didn't take a look at this survey, but there was a survey by Gallup saying that the world is unhappier. It's more stressed out than ever. Of course, they're blaming it all on the pandemic that pushed things out of whack and so forth. But I think it's more than that. You know, when you're looking at in 2021, 4 in 10 adults worldwide, I guess this was adults in 122 countries and areas in 2021, 42% said they experienced a lot of worry. That's almost half the population. Stress, 41%, and slightly more than 3 in 10 experienced a lot of physical pain. That's 31%. More than 1 in 4 experience sadness. And already at near record highs in 2020, these worries of stress, sadness ticked up in 20 and set new records. So I don't know. I think you could see that with all these weird things that are happening, the way people are reacting. And it amazes me. When you watch, you know, I don't watch a lot of Fox News, but it always amazes me when they send out these people. There was, I can't remember what news position this person had or who he worked for. And he just went out to ask people about, you know, what happened on Friday with the Roe v. Wade and stuff. And these people's responses. Now, I'm sure some of them were just saying it to irritate the, you know, those that were happy for it. But still, I mean, these are things that I would never say, even if I was trying to irritate somebody.
I agree.
There was one guy talking about how he wants to kill all the babies. And he called them a name that began with F. It's like, really?
Which
I don't get it.
No, I don't either, Melody. That's the cause of morals of the people are totally decimated in a lot of cases. Not everybody, but in a lot of cases, it's just the way it is. And it's not getting any better. It won't get any better until we decide we're going to do something about it. And we can't do that by legislation, really. You have to do it by teaching. And that's been slacked off for a lot of years, even in the churches. Yeah. You know, right now, folks, when I'm thinking of this, the price of gold and silver is down. Now is the time to buy. Eventually, it's going to turn around and shoot through the ceiling again. Don't wait for that. Do it while you can. Melody, are premiums any better now than they were?
They're pretty much holding steady, but actually Gold Eagles went up a little bit.
Really?
So Silver Eagles and everything, I just got a new... wholesale sheet today. Everything else is pretty much the same. The gold maple leaves, they're about a week out, but everything else is live. Silver Eagles are pretty much holding there where we are at now. But yeah, Gold Eagles moved up just a fraction. So
interesting. Mm-hmm. It is. That just goes to show that
now buffaloes, they're the same price. Their premium didn't move up. So the buffaloes are now just a little less expensive than, I mean, I'm talking a little less, not a whole lot less, than the eagles, gold eagles.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, folks, I would advise do what you can while you can, because they're going to go back up again. If they're remaining at this price, what they are now, think what's going to be when they go up again, and they're going to go up again. It's just a matter of time. It's going to happen. They can't hold them down forever. You've already seen that because of the time when they got to turn them loose. And it's going to really shoot through the roof, in my opinion, real soon. Maybe you heard this, Millie, but and this has been mentioned before. It looks like this time they're really serious about it. The Texas GOP is pushing for a referendum to secede from the United States of America in 2023. Representatives to the Texas Republican Convention this week went full on into a push for cessation from Joe Biden's increasingly politicized authoritarian America. Under a section titled State Sovereignty, the convention goers adopted a platform plank that states, pursuant to Article 1, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, the federal government has impaired our right of local self-government. Therefore, federally mandated legislation that infringes upon the 10th Amendment rights of Texas should be ignored, opposed, refused, and nullified. Texas retains a right to secede from the United States, and the Texas legislature should be called upon to pass a referendum consistent thereto. In another section, according to the blog site Strange Sounds, the platform said that Texas Republicans want GOP-controlled state legislature to pass a measure during this next session requiring a referendum in 2023 general election for the people of Texas to determine whether the state of Texas should reassert its status as an independent nation. And there have been arguments out there that, well, it can't happen. The Constitution did not give them an explicit right to secede, and after the war between the states, that was settled forever, but that's not true. When they said, that was settled in 1868, they said the states cannot secede, so the federal government will not grant it. And once somebody said, you don't ask a tyrant for the privilege of leaving or overthrowing his tyranny. You don't ask that. You just do it. And that's a good point. What would Texas do? I don't know. This has been discussed before in the past, folks, over many years. Whether they do it this time, I have no idea. But secession has been bandied about, not just by the Texas, but other states, even up the Northeast. People getting a little bit fed up in some way. So we will see. But that's just going to cause more pandemonium, more chaos. Can you imagine if Texas becomes an independent sovereign nation and produces oil on its own and does all it wants? How will it sell to us? What will it do? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Any comments on LD?
Aren't they supposed to be sovereign states as they are now?
They're supposed to be.
Yeah.
But obviously they're not.
Yeah.
When the states don't have a right to govern themselves, they're not sovereign, are they?
No, and it's you know, and we've been hearing about these states doing it for a long time and so forth. And, you know, places like California, and they can go out on their own, you know. Let the people go there that want to live like that. You know, when you look at what's happening to some of those states, like Oregon. And Oregon's a beautiful state. California's got some beautiful areas. And they're just destroying them. You know, Portland it was always a little wacky, but Portland used to be a beautiful city. Now the streets are lined with drug addicts and needles, and because they're the first state that approved hard drugs, what did people expect? People expected something like the stories we hear about coming out of, like, Europe and some of those countries that allow legal drugs and so forth. You only get half the story, and half this we should be like Europe and legalize drugs and take the criminal element out of it, and okay, let's do that, and you're gonna end up like Oregon and some of these other places like San Francisco and everywhere else. It's just like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with people, Butch?
No one seems to be able to grasp that concept, and I don't know why, but they think that if you legalize it, it'll get better. No, folks, it doesn't work that way. There's some things that need to be controlled, and that's one of them. That is one of them.
I mean, look what's happening with all this stuff that's coming across the border. Look how many people and kids that it's killing. Nobody says anything about that.
Nope.
Where's the Democrats on that? They're lost. They're gone somewhere. I don't know. They're busy worrying about looking for federal lands for abortions. Oh, good grief.
Yeah, that's America today. And you probably saw this too. Excuse me, different topic, but another closure. One of the largest chicken producers in the U.S. announces Tennessee plant shutdown. I guess you saw that. But Joe Biden's Build Back Better is not working as planned. Or is it? One of the top 10 largest vertically integrated chicken producers in the U.S., supplying a broad range of quality poultry products, announced that it will be shutting down one of its plants in Campbell County, Tennessee. According to WVLT-TV, Georgia's Incorporated Poultry and Prepared Foods announced it will close one of its food processing plants. The reason for the closure has not yet been disclosed, and the locals were surprised by the sudden decision. Campbell County Mayor E.L. Morton told the WVLT-TV that he's doing his best to keep the plant open. I contacted Tennessee Economic and Community Development staff to request assistance in keeping the plant open or facilitating a sale to another operator. The closure of the plant would imperil the livelihoods of nearly 200 of the company's employees during a time of record high inflation that costs everything is way up, according to Western Journal. I request to Governor Lee's assistance as well. My primary concern is for the welfare of the dedicated workers who've been the backbone of this operation. Our prayers go out to them, as well as our very best efforts to help them to keep them employed in Campbell County. Georgia's Incorporated plant closure in Campbell County, Tennessee, is another blow to the U.S. food market. Georgia's Incorporated is a chicken processing company with plants in Arkansas, Missouri, Virginia, and Tennessee. The corporate officer in Springdale, Arkansas. As of right now, Melody, since 2021, they got 100 food-producing plants or distributing plants who were either burned down, blew up, or shut down. 100 in about 2 years. 100 food processing and producing sites have went down in a year, since 2021. Melody, that is not a coincidence. 100. We could survive 1 or 2 or 10 without really noticing, probably. But I think we can tell, we're going to be able to tell when 100 goes down, don't you?
Well, you would think. Although I've heard, especially on again in the morning program, that the chickens that you used to buy at the grocery store used to pay $4.99. Now they're $12.99. So prices are going up and so forth. But
I don't doubt that at all. And Western Kansas wheat crops are failing just when the world needs them the most. So, folks, this is not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Lane County, Kansas, this time of year, with the wheat growing in this part of the Western Kansas, should be thigh high and lush green. But as the months-long drought continues to parch the region, many fields tell a different story. There's nothing out there. It's dead, Farmer Vance Elkme said, surveying a wheat field near his land in Lane County. It's just like ankle-high straw. Across Western Kansas, many fields planted with wheat months ago now look like barren wastelands. The gaping spaces between rows of brown, shriveled plants reveal hardened dirt that's scarred with deep cracks from baking in the sun. Of all the years for drought and hit Western Kansas wheat farmers, it couldn't have come at a worse time. Even with the wheat selling for near record high prices, that the war in Ukraine disrupts the world's food supplies, a lot of farmers in Kansas, Western Kansas, won't have any to sell, and those who made it through the drought with enough crop to harvest will likely end up with far fewer bushels than they had last year, a downturn that limits the state's ability to help ease the global food crisis. And cattle dropping dead, folks, in Kansas. No, there's no record-breaking temperatures. Yes, it's been hot. It's been very hot. But they've been hotter before and the cows didn't die. What's happening? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you do, but I don't know. And this talks that we are teetering on the edge. Food shortage worries about amount as PA farms crushed by record diesel prices. There's nothing like the sweet smell of building back better, ha ha, said. But anyway, Pennsylvania farmers are being crushed by the record cost of diesel. So much so, the questions about a food crisis are starting to loom, the Morning Call reported. One farmer in Lehigh County is quoted saying, as I've got a tractor hooked up to my corn planter out there, no diesel fuel, and I can't afford to get any. The farmer was airing his gripes to Cal Kotzmeyer, a legislative affairs specialist for the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau. Kotzmeyer then turned around and testified to state lawmakers, "We have reached that point to where it's very close to being a sinking ship. We are teetering on the edge right now. The situation looks as though it will continue to push food prices higher after the government reported that food prices in May were 10.1% higher than last year." Kotzmeyer limited a possibility of a food shortage, lamented a possibility of food shortage. One, if they can't afford to put it in the ground, or two, if they can't afford to take it out. The PA average for diesel is now at $6.19 per gallon, up 75% from a year ago. Reports note, it's a huge, huge expense for farmers, Coach Mara told the state legislatures. One farmer who works on about 3,500 acres burns through about 2,000 gallons of diesel per month, he said. The farmers cannot get crops out of the ground. There's not food on the shelves. Wow. I mean, for the price to go up from 2,000 gallons a month, up 75% from last year, that's a lot of money for the farmer to lay out. Without any guarantee that the crops will be any better or any more of them to gain his money back. No, that is serious. I mean, that is very serious. The next article I'm going to share after the break is how bad will the food shortage get. And this has not been talked about just in the United States. It's been talked about by the UN. Other nations are talking about the same thing. This is a worldwide phenomenon. This is not something just here locally. This is worldwide. And it all started with the COVID shutdown. What a coincidence. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you know, I wanted to tell you this. I don't think we have to worry about a food shortage because there's a company, and let's see where they located. A Swedish plant-based food brand, Oomph, created the unusual flesh-flavored burger. It won a silver brand experience and activation lion at the Cannes Lions Festival of Creativity last week. If you're concerned the special edition bizarre meat may not be realistic enough, do not fear. A spokesperson said they've done their best to make sure it is as lifelike as possible, crafting it from soya, mushrooms, and wheat protein, as well as a plant-based fats and a mysterious spice mix, despite the apparent eerie similarity to human flesh.
Oh.
I mean, how do you know what
that
it tastes
so
like?
Appetizing. Yeah, yeah.
But
really.
How do you know what it tastes like?
Mm.
How do you know it tastes like flesh unless you actually had it? It's disgusting.
Yeah, how do you know what it tastes like? Yeah, yes, it is. Good point. Very good point.
So that's what they can push now, you know. Hey, what was the green solvent green? Only we look like hamburgers.
Yes, so we green. Yes.
Yep, only we look like hamburgers. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And going into the break, we were talking about meat, human flesh burgers. But we're going to move on to something else, Butch.
Something more appetizing.
A little more appetizing, please.
You know, I saw a picture the other day that made a lot of sense. I saw a picture of, you remember back when they had these big sales in what they call Black Friday for the TV sets, and people were actually fighting over TV sets. Remember that? Well, what are they going to do when they run out of food? If they're fighting over a TV set, what would they do for a loaf of bread? We need to think about these things, people. I mean, what would they do?
We saw what they did for toilet paper.
Oh, exactly. Wow. Well, anyway, this article I thought was very good because a very, very well-written article said, how bad would the food shortage get? Now, this is not a total article, but it's well enough to see what's going on. 2 years ago, May 2020, I predicted the COVID-19 pandemic would be followed by a famine thanks to the intentional shutdown of businesses and global supply lines. Let me repeat that. Intentional shutdown of businesses and global supply lines. Folks, you lived through that. You saw it. Depending on where you live, you're now starting to see shortages to a greater or lesser degree. But regardless of how things appear right now, except changes, potentially drastic ones, over the coming month and into 2023, because that's when the diminished yields from this current growing season will become apparent. With each passing week, it's becoming increasingly clear that severe food shortages are going to be inevitable, more or less worldwide, and whatever food is available will continue to go up in price. The cost of agricultural inputs such as diesel and fertilizers is skyrocketing due to the shortages caused by a combination of intentional and coincidental events, and those costs will be reflected in consumer food prices come fall and next year. Folks, this fall we're going to start seeing a big change in food prices. It's already been big, but this can be huge. On top of that, mysterious fires, alleged bird flu outbreaks, and other inexplicable events, the killing off livestock and destroying crucial infrastructure. Since the end of April 2021, at least 96 farms, now folks, it's 100, food processing plants and food distribution centers across the U.S. have been damaged or destroyed by fire. An estimated 10,000 cattle also perished in Ulysses, Kansas in mid-June 2022 under mysterious circumstances. The official claim is that the cattle died from heat stress, but that seems highly unlikely. Heat could conceivably kill some weaker cattle, but 10,000 on the same day? He's right, folks. This is not a coincidence. Combine all these factors, set us up for a guaranteed food shortages, food inflation, and potentially famine in some places. Record temperatures were said to be around 100 degrees Fahrenheit at the time of the loss, but other states have also had 100-degree temperatures with no recorded cattle loss. Combine all these factors, set us up for guaranteed food shortages, food inflation, potentially famine in some place. I just read that. Anyway, those who fail to prepare are likely to find themselves in an incredibly difficult situation this fall and next year. Don't let that be you. Remember, the Great Reset includes the recreation of the global food system. We'll let that sink in. The Great Reset includes the recreation, notice that word, recreation of the global food system. That's why we can be sure that none of the current problems will be effectively addressed or counteracted. They intend for the current food system to fall apart so they can then solve the problem by introducing a new system based on patented lab-grown synthetic and genetically modified foods, along with digital identity, carbon footprint tracking, and a programmable centralized digital currency to track not only what you eat, but also everything else you do. The end game is total control of the global population, and this will require the destruction and dismantling of our current systems, including the food system. The only way out of this intentional chaos is to become more self-sufficient and create alternative parallel systems locally outside the globalist control. The article goes on beyond that, but I won't stop on that. And folks, they hit it right on the head. This is all part of the great global reset that was talked with by Klaus Schwab, who said by 2030, you will own nothing and be happy. You can't afford to pay the utilities or the rent or the mortgage payments. You can't afford food. They come along and offer you a better deal. Hey, we'll buy your property from you. We'll be fair with you. We'll say we'll give you this much for it. We'll see that you have a place to live. We'll give you some money through a new money system. Make sure you have something to eat. People will fall right in line, and they'll be happy to do it because they've been taken care of. Many, have we not sold our souls to the nation already for government handouts and benefits? Have we not, because it's easier on the flesh and mind, so to speak, to get a handout and not worry about having to produce your own food, your own earnings. It's easier on the body and easier on a lazy person. And who probably wouldn't be lazy if they had a chance? Who would not just say, all right, just go ahead and take care of my bills, feed me. I'll just sit around and go fishing, go hunting, or just watch TV. Most people would fall right into that, and we have. We have fallen into that, Melody. We have fallen right into that.
Unless you live in California.
Yeah, right.
23 million California residents will soon receive inflation relief checks up to $1,050. Checks are a part of a $17 billion relief package.
It's
that
free
will
money.
Also suspend the state sales tax on diesel fuel.
Just free money. I mean, don't worry about it. Just take the check and just, hey, it's free. It don't cost you anything. Forget about inflation. It's no big deal. You're not going to be paying more for products. That's your money now. Just take it and go buy a color TV set.
How many people, what is the population of California?
You know, I really don't know.
Well, let's don't find out.
I don't know.
Let's see, 39 million.
I was going to say about 30 million, but I wasn't sure. Okay, about 40 million then. Okay.
So 40 wow. million. So half of the, as usual, half of the people get the freebies and the other half pay for it. It's kind of like with the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Half of the country pays for it and the other half,
Maybe it's the time for another bailout. Maybe it's time for another bailout. Maybe it's time that everybody get a $1,200 back nationwide. Just give it to them. The last one works so well.
I don't need another bike.
Yeah, exactly. Let's buy me. Okay, there you go. I understand that. I do. And Biden needs another bike, too. He can't ride two wheels. He needs to ride a tricycle.
He can't ride one. But when you talk about 58% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, including 30% of those 58% are people who earn more than $250,000 or more.
Yeah.
Living paycheck to paycheck. So again, half the people work, the other half get used to living off the government.
Unfortunately, anyway. It's very true. And now it says, prepare for a tidal wave of evictions. A tidal wave of evictions could be ahead. More than 8 million Americans are behind on rent payments, and the CDC's series of eviction moratoriums has long since expired. In other words, the government's safety net to keep people off the streets is gone. With no federal eviction moratorium in place, 8.4 million Americans, or about 15% of all renters, who are behind on rent are at risk of being evicted. The new figures were part of a Census Bureau survey conducted between June 1st and June 13th of households that was first reported by Bloomberg. The survey found that 3.5 million households were somewhat likely to leave their rented spaces, homes, or apartments within the next 2 months because of an eviction. Most of these people are of the working poor class and situated in large metro areas from New York to Atlanta, where the cost of living, including shelter, food, and fuel, has skyrocketed. About 6.7 million households said their rents increased on average of $250 per month over the last year. The increase doesn't sound like a lot, but remember that many of these folks are being crushed under the weight of the highest inflation in four decades. The credit cards are maxed out and savings are drained as wages fail to keep up with the soaring consumer prices. This shocking revelation is a reminder of today's current economic backdrop, which some say is stagflationary, can quickly morph into a recession and surging joblessness. So who will the Biden administration blame for the coming tidal wave of evictions? You can't keep blaming Putin. That's a good question. Who do you blame? I don't know. But we do know that people lose their homes for whatever reason. Where are they going to go? What's going to happen? Folks, this was just one item, and over the last 10 years, just a couple of things happened like this. But it's every day, almost every day, at least once a month, we're seeing something else fall apart. Other things happen to the economy. And you say, well, the economy is important. It is important. But the reason we're here is because of what we lost our nation as far as our moral integrity to take care of ourselves. To not trust man for our goods and take care of ourselves as independent as individuals, as an independent nation. As our nation become more independent and other nations take care of us, we've lost our sovereignty. We've lost our authority in this world because we no longer can bully people at all. They tell us what to do now themselves. America has lost about all credibility in the world, even among their allies, losing credibility. But anything you want to add to that?
No, it's just another sign of the times.
It is. Now, I'm not going to list all the reasons why these refineries shut down, but I want you to listen to the refineries that have shut down in the last year or so. Lyondell Basil Houston's capacity of 263,776 barrels per day shut down. Phillips 66 Alliance Belle Chasse, Louisiana, capacity of 255,000 barrels per day shut down. Lime Tree Bay St. Croix USVI shut at 210,000 BPB. Shell Covent, St. James, Louisiana, 240,000 barrels per day. Marathon, Martinez, California, and Gallup, New Mexico, 161,000 barrels per day. Phillips 66 Rodeo, California, 120,200 barrels per day. Holly Frontier, Cheyenne, Wyoming, 52,000 barrels a day. Kalamazoo Refining, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 135,500 barrels a day. PBF Energy, Paulsboro, New Jersey, 180,000 barrels a day. Those have all shut down over the last year or so. And I didn't add them up, but that's a lot of oil not being produced. That's not good, is it, Melody?
No, and, you know, there's always the debate on who's doing what. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot it was Putin's fault, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and Ukraine, of course. Yeah, I blame you.
That's Putin. Let's blame Putin.
Yeah. So okay. Anyway, and NATO, you mentioned this yesterday, but you hit that number a little bit low. NATO to dramatically increase forces on the high alert to over 300,000 from 40,000. Think about that. Units deployed across eight Eastern and Southeastern NATO countries to deter Russia's hostilities will raise the size from 1,000 strong battle groups to brigades, which is a whole lot bigger group of people, folks, which comprise about 3,000 to 5,000 troops with more far warfighting equipment in Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. So they're going to increase it from a battle group to brigades, which will mean an increase from 40,000 to 300,000 troops on the ground. And Melody said that at least 100,000 yesterday.
Folks, well, it's 100,000 for U.S.
Oh, okay.
Well, just 300,000
now total for all of these. Yeah. So we're talking about a lot of equipment and a lot of men on the border of Russia. I expect they watch that. I expect they see that. And I expect a little concern, maybe perhaps, that this many men are maybe waiting to come in and to take this battle to the areas that we don't want to go. Folks, we don't want to go there. I don't know how people understand that, but we do not want to go there. No one will win this war. And we'll probably possibly be almost wiped out. But over the world wide, everybody's going to lose something. And one final article, every branch of the military is struggling to make its 2022 recruiting goals, officials said. Now they're going to deal with the requirement to have a high school diploma. They're going to take you in anyway. It makes them the difference what. But they said that The official said the Pentagon's top leaders are now scrambling for ways to find new recruits to fill out the ranks of the all-volunteer force. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks consider the shortfall a serious issue, said the official, and have been meeting on it frequently with other leaders. Now, I'll make a comment here. All-voluntary force. What could be next if they can't find enough troops? What might be on the table for the next move? Could it be a military draft? Seeing how they all discussed even having the females go into military to fight, to be drafted, that would open up quite a big area of people to take in. The folks, I'm saying this with as much respect as possible, with what they have to choose from, and even if they draft them, how many of those young ones are going to know which end of a gun to point? And they don't even know what 3 times 3 times 3 is. How are they going to know how to stand up against an army like the Russian army or Chinese? We are in a very serious situation here. The draft may get more bodies into the battle, but the quality just not there. Any comments, Melody?
No, you know, and the thing of it is with Ukraine, you know, they're volunteer. They really weren't even volunteer. When they were first leaving Ukraine, the families and everything, the men were ordered to stay behind and fight.
True.
They weren't volunteering. They wanted to go, but they were told that they were not allowed to leave. So that's not volunteering.
And this, with the U.S. can't find enough recruits to volunteer, the draft is quite likely.
Absolutely. 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.